Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 55 of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're talking about that identity crisis that so many of you have gone through, will go through, I've gone through, as it relates to being a physical therapist. You know, where you just don't agree with what other people are doing, you don't agree with what school told you you're supposed to be doing, and you realize that society has no idea what the heck you're doing. What should you do about it? Listen to this episode. But first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today I'm talking to you about something I've been thinking about for a while. And my good friend, Dr. Ellie Summers, I know I've been talking about her a lot, but she's just on fire lately. But she did a little Instagram story, a few stories about it, and I was just like, yes, I need to make this an episode already. So what am I chatting about? Identity crisis. The identity crisis that happens as a physical therapist. Some of you may have already gone through it. Some of you may have already gone through it. Some of you perhaps may never go through it. I don't know. But it's something that definitely I experienced a little bit ago, and I'm still going through. I think I'm on the upswing now. I'm happier about things in general. And Ellie's in the midst of it, and I was like, yeah, this is something that we should talk about. So this identity crisis, what's going on here? Well, at some point in your career, you may realize that basically everything they taught you in school was bullshit. I say that in the nicest way possible, because yes, you got to learn the basics. You got to start somewhere, and it's good. It's a foundation, right? It's the model is flawed. You know, it's just things need to be changed, but it's a big ship to turn, and we saw Titanic, and yeah. But at some point, you may just be like, "What the fuck? Like, this is not what I signed up for," and I want to treat people like humans. I want to get away from this hugely, grossly biomechanical model that's like, put this back in, this hurts because that's lengthened or because that's tight or because that's short or something needs to be adjusted and fixed. It's just treating humans like cars, and it makes you so disenchanted, and you're just like, Jesus. And if you're on social media, you may see a lot of it. A lot of the posts that do really well are the ones that have that, you know, that anatomy picture next to it, and they're showing this is how you fix that thing. And you know, I don't want to shit on those posts because they have their value and such, but we have to know, like, within that biopsychosocial model, the bio absolutely does matter. But I have to wonder, is it more so that we're talking about bio in the realm of the nervous system and nociception and cellular hydration and things like that, as opposed to biomechanics, right? They're different. I think that we kind of, biomechanics are sexy and they have their place. But at the same time, I think for the most part, we need to champion the robustness, the resiliency of the human body. And look at kids and just how they move. I actually did a DM not too long ago about it. My good friend, Dr. John Campioni, spoke about that and how, you know, you see people that get obsessed with squatting like a toddler. And first off, you don't have the same proportions as a child, as a toddler, so you're probably not going to squat the exact same way anymore. But his point was, instead of being so concerned and obsessed with squatting like a toddler, you should be concerned and focused and go ahead, become obsessed with simply moving as freely as they do. Not thinking about it, not planning all these movements, just being able to go, not being so calculated. And, you know, I dance that line. I go back and forth wondering this with treatment, with therapy, because sometimes, yes, we need more, perhaps we need more calculated movements and correctives, but we have to make sure that the pendulum doesn't swing too far, and we're trying to train people like robots. You know, I get it. There is a time and a place and a need for repetition and, you know, good reps getting in there. Absolutely. But there's also the time and the place and the need for movement variability and moving freely and not thinking and just being able to go and being able to get feedback from your body in the moment, as opposed to being like, did I do it right? And what does my watch say? And what did the diagram show? And was there valgus? Like, you know, we have to let that pendulum come back to the middle. So coming back to what I was really talking about, Ellie and that identity crisis and the thing that I've gone through and I'm going through. As a physical therapist, you can be whatever you want. Right? I got closer to the mic there for dramatic effect. You can be whatever you want, and you're going to find that what people think physical therapy is and what people expect you to be as a physical therapist may not be what you think it is and how you practice as a physical therapist, and that is okay. Something that I want you to take from this is something that I think my girl Doc Jen Fit does. I called her by her Instagram name, but you probably know her by her Instagram name. But Doc Jen Fit does so well. She reaches the public. We get so caught up with, like, especially on social media, you know, putting these posts up, and the majority of people that are reading it are other practitioners. They are not your audience. You need to connect with whoever your consumer is, right? That's the audience you want. You know, for me, I am trying to speak to other clinicians, but if you're trying to get to the general public and get more patients and clients, whatever, then that's how your posts need to be tailored. And as such, that's the content that we need to be concerned with. Figure out what you have to say to connect to those people so that you can show them, help them understand what you are about, who you are, how you treat, so that you can create that identity, right? We go through that identity crisis because we're trying to fit into whatever society has, you know, put out there. And this is what PTs do. And we're like, no, but this is not what we do. And society is telling me, and my teachers are telling me, and the books are telling me that this is what PTs do, but I don't want to do it this way. Then don't do it that way. The time is now. You know, Danny Matei says it. He's talking about cash-based model, but in general, in physical therapy, we are in a renaissance right now. Things are changing. So do what you have to do to help change how people view you and what you do. Because you as a physical therapist, you can do anything you want. You can be anything you want. You can create the life, the practice style that you want. So, you know, that's going to be my advice for those of you that may be entering that identity crisis. Maybe you're coming out of it. Maybe you haven't hit it yet. And so if not, well then, when you do hit it, come back to this episode. Make the profession, make your career whatever you want. All right, gonna wrap it up. We'll probably do another episode about this, but I like to keep these episodes on the shorter side because they are the Thursday shorties. So my advice for beating that physical therapy or whatever profession it is, identity crisis, make your own identity. Problem solved. But really though, that's what I've come to realize that it's the best way to go about it. Make this career whatever you guys want it to be. All right, wrapping it up. Shameless plug, though, before I go. I do have a brand spanking new course coming out. I've been talking about it for a long time, and it's finally happening. I'm debuting it in New Zealand and Australia. I'm going big with that. But I'm bringing it to the U.S. in 2019. It's called Moving with the Maestro, From Assessment to Independence, and it's my identity, right? It's how I treat, it's how I think, and people have been asking, and so it's finally happening. If you want more on that, you can join my little mailing list. Go to www.themovementmaestro.com. You'll be able to check it out there, but also you'll be able to sign up for my mailing list and get first dibs on everything. So I'd love to see you there. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, shantae@themovementmaestro.com. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me, and I appreciate you. Until next time, friends, Maestro out.